You've seen the movies. Navy SEALs slowly emerge from the water and walk up a beach. In real life, they're hoping to conduct special operations training exercises at 28 Washington State parks. But some people say it ups the creepiness factor. NWPB's Courtney Flatt has details.
In the dark of night, up to 8 SEAL trainees would swim or dive out of a submersible vessel and head up onto a beach. They disappear into the environment like a ghost, says Warrant Officer Esteban Alvarado. He says the Puget Sound coastline, cold waters, and extreme tides challenge SEAL trainees.
You can't find that anywhere else.
The trainees won't have weapons or ammunition during their exercises, but they would be hidden on land for up to 48 hours while they observe a mock scenario. The Navy wants to up its training areas from 5 state parks to 28. Many recreationalists are worried about the Navy's presence, says State Parks Commissioner Sophia Dannenberg.
There's just a creepiness factor that even if you're never seen, just people knowing that it's happening, it's making the public uncomfortable.
The commission could decide on the permit application in January. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.